What's good?
Welcome back to Co-Signed. If you're new here, I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Sam. We're your hosts of this very real, raw, and hilarious podcast.
You're going to love it.
So go ahead,
grab your snacks, your coffee, your wine,
whatever your vice is,
and let's get into it.
Hey besties, it's Tuesday and you know what that means. Another episode of Cosign Podcast. As you may already can tell, Sam is not with me this week, and this week's going to be a little different, actually very different. It's going to be a short episode, just me. Sam is dealing with some family matters that are more important than this podcast. So if you guys will just keep your thoughts and your prayers and your high vibrations with her and her family, we would greatly appreciate it. And before we get started, let me just address that my microphone is messing up on me. It's the one day that she just doesn't want to work right. So if you hear some random noises that you wouldn't otherwise hear, all I have to say is, no, you don't. Okay, love you. Back to the episode. So it is May, and as some of you may know, May is actually Mental Health Awareness Month. And the topic around mental health is a very important one to us, but we will actually be getting into all of that next week. It'll be Sam, myself, and my sister will be joining us once again, so stay tuned next week for that. But this week, guys, I really just wanted to jump on here. Instead of skipping a week and not having anything for you guys to listen to, I really just kind of wanted to get a little real, if I can. Y'all don't mind that, right? But in my opinion, mental health isn't talked about nearly as much as it should be. And now more than ever, we have to prioritize conversations about it and surrounding it and give mental health the recognition that it deserves. It's not just one huge disorder. There are so many forms of mental health, and things affect everyone differently. And in my opinion, social media only enhances this. It enhances your depression, your anxiety, your body dysmorphia, whatever it may be. I caught myself doing it just the other day, and that's kind of what sparked my wanting to get on here and record this episode for you guys, because I know there are people out there that can relate to what I'm about to say. Has social media taken over your life? If you aren't sure, let me paint a picture and see how it resonates with you. Your morning alarm goes off and you wake up, you're very tired, you reach under your pillow for your phone, or you reach to your nightstand and you hit the snooze button. A few minutes later, the alarm goes off again, but this time you decide to roll over and check your phone. You start with your messages maybe, or your Snapchat, and your Instagram, and you end up with Facebook. You decide to go back to sleep, or maybe you get up and go to the bathroom and you take your phone with you because it's the best way to kill time while getting ready. And once you're ready, you get in your car. If you drive, you head to work. If you're not driving and you're taking transportation of some sort, you're on your phone then because you got to kill time. Once you're at work, every hour, every 30 minutes, depending on your job, you're probably checking your phone. Who liked my picture? Who responded to my message? Oh, he went on vacation. Oh, she has a six pack. Oh, he's driving my dream car. Whatever the case may be, I could go on and on and on. All of these social media apps are designed to garner your attention and your time. In technical terms, the websites have a hook which leads to a happy feeling. For example, Instagram has a hook by showing you who's looked at your stories, right? Without those details, we'd all probably just post our stories and move on with our lives and forget about it. But the hook of knowing who has checked your story is what pulls you back into the app and essentially creates a dopamine rush. Dopamine, also referred to as the pleasure chemical, is what generates that feel-good factor when you perform certain activities. For example, eating, drinking alcohol, gambling, the buzz of your cell phone, even checking social media to see who liked your pictures or your post or who commented, also releases dopamine. You're probably sitting here wondering, Mackenzie, I get it. Get to the point. Okay, well, I'm about to. Some negative effects of social media. Use your words, girl. Get it together. Social media. You might assume that the only damage of social media is wasted time, but there are more indirect consequences of checking those addictive apps all the time. Number one, the most important one, comparing the boring parts of your life versus someone else's best. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, wherever you're on, LinkedIn, I don't care where you're at. It's all a highlight reel. No one is going to show you the worst parts of their life. That's not what it's there for. Very seldom do we post pictures of boring days or bad days. But the second we place our toes in a fancy restaurant, or we go on vacation, or we have a fancy meal in front of us, or we're with friends having fun, obviously the phones will come out. So just like you only post the best parts of your life on social media, so do other people. But the second that you see a post where someone's enjoying a tequila shot or swimming in the clear waters of Greece, you feel miserable about yourself. Why is that? If you will minimize your usage of social media, you will relieve yourself from the stress of unnecessary comparisons and the need to maintain whatever image that you've created in your mind. Social media affects your self-esteem. It's affected mine, I know that. And due to the social status associated with pictures and posts and the blue check marks and the millions of followers or the millions of likes or even just 100 likes, you'll feel the need to maintain some sort of image. And if you don't, then you will just feel like the biggest slob on the face of the planet, when in fact, that's not true. But I get it. It's that instant gratification. But over time, you will fade into this virtual world where your sense of satisfaction and self-esteem comes from Instagram and Facebook or people you don't even know in real life. And it gives you this false sense of importance that we may not get otherwise. And as human beings, we want what we can't have, right? Or what we can't get. And as a result, we're constantly heading back to these apps that give us that gratification or that satisfaction or that feel of importance. And it just turns into an endless, vicious cycle that you can't get out of. Not to mention that it can create envy and jealousy in your relationships and your friendships. Posting pictures on social media tend to sometimes lead to unnecessary misunderstandings. And there was a study in 2014 that proved a casual relationship between Facebook and negative moods. In the series of studies, various ill effects of social media came to light. One of the studies showed that the longer people used Facebook, the more negative their moods would turn into. And to make it worse, the feeling of having wasted time without doing anything meaningful only added more negativity to their mood. So next time you get on social media just to take a break from your stress, just remember that browsing your social media feeds can sometimes, if not all the time, add to your exhaustion. Now, I say all that to say this. Social media does have its benefits. It can bring you and other people, your friends and your family, staying miles and miles away just within reach of your cell phone. Not only can you keep in touch with your loved ones, but you also know what they're doing. But social media does provide a medium for people to provide way more details than necessary. Social media is only a platform, and what you use it for and how often you use it is your choice. And the takeaway here is not to quit social media. There are a lot of benefits, a lot of great things that it can bring, but you need to be able to identify the apps that are working in your favor or sabotaging your happiness. I want to take a really quick second to acknowledge the fact that it's not just us as adults who are struggling with the comparisons online. It's teenagers also, younger kids who are on social media and using these apps, and I can only imagine what is going on internally with them. The benefits and the drawbacks of social media are different for them because they're so impressionable. Some of those benefits are self-identity and self-expression, community building, and that emotional support that they may not be getting in their day-to-day life. And some of those drawbacks are sleep quality, which does impact your mental health, cyberbullying, which we never really had to deal with as teenagers, body image from the comparisons, and fear of missing out. I think it's really important, not only for teenagers, even for us as adults, to limit the time that you are on these apps. Because if not, you're going to spiral into that vicious cycle that I spoke previously about. To be completely honest with all of you, I actually was struggling with this very thing just the other day, like 3 days ago. I was talking to my sister and I was just so down on myself, as you do. And it was the silliest thing. And even as I was talking to her and saying it out loud or typing it in my message, I was literally telling Mackenzie, this is so dumb, but it was how I felt in the moment and I wanted to talk to her about it. And I caught myself comparing myself and my online presence to other people that I know or don't know. And now that I'm saying that out loud, it sounds so ridiculous, but we all struggle with that. I know each and every one of you have probably thought it to yourself one point or another. Why does this picture of me get this many likes, but this picture of me gets this many likes? Or why does this picture of me get not a lot of likes, but this person that's posting the same type of picture is getting that many likes? And it was unhealthy for me to be thinking that way, and I just wanted to be honest about it because for the most part, I consider myself a very confident person and I'm constantly trying to laugh and have a good time and see the positive in a lot of things. And just in that moment, I succumbed to my insecurity. And in that moment, my sister was the one I went to who really lifted me up and made me realize you're ridiculous for thinking this way. And I think it's also as important to have that safety net or those people that you feel so comfortable to just bare your soul with and bare your insecurities and feel okay to talk to them about what's going on inside your head. Because if you don't, you're the only person that you're going to be able to tell these things to. And clearly you're the person that's thinking these things. So it's unfair advantage if you're the only person that you're talking to yourself with, because you can't believe what your mind is telling you. And remember that the people who are meant to see your post will see your posts. That's how I have to think about it. People who it's meant to reach and meant to touch and meant to interact with, they'll get it and they'll see it. And don't worry so much about how many likes that you're getting or how many followers that you have compared to someone else. It's not about that. If you are happy with what you're putting out into the universe, then that really should be all that matters. And the people that you surround yourself with on a daily basis, they love you regardless of, 100 likes or 5 likes or 1,000 followers, 100,000 followers. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day. So the next time that you're on Instagram or you're on Facebook and you're scrolling and you feel yourself falling back into that comparison mode, stop scrolling. Immediately stop scrolling and ask yourself, am I seeing posts that make me unhappy? Do I follow accounts that make me feel like I need to be someone I'm not? Am I comparing my life, my body, or my job, or my success to others? And is the way I use social media affecting my mental health in a negative way? Depending on those answers, you may need to take a social media break. It may be time for a detox. If you don't have time for anything, if your day starts and ends with social media, and before you know it, hours have passed and you've just been scrolling it's time to keep a check on your social media use. If you feel anxious when you're not using social media, if you are feeling like you're missing out on what it is that's happening in the world and you need to know what's happening in everyone's life, if you've ever felt the urge to just check one notification, that's a sign, honey, that you need to reduce your time on your apps. If your thumb hurts, it's called texting thumb, people. It is a physical sign that you are spending way too much time just on your phone in general. Have you ever scrolled through your social media feed for 2 hours and it's finally time to go to sleep, but you're not able to fall asleep? Or if you've noticed that your sleep is getting disturbed, that's a sign. The blue light in your phone is making it impossible for the melatonin to release through your body and help you fall asleep. It might be time for a detox, baby. So, like I said, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And mental health is one of the most stigmatized health issues that humans face across the world. And the only way to destigmatize anything is to talk about it. We'll be dedicating this episode and the next one to discussing aspects of mental health. And we'll be posting mental health resources and information on our Instagram. That's co.signpodcast. And these resources are for you to use them if you need them. Share them with someone you know who may need them. There's no shame in seeking help and taking care of yourself. Before I go, I just wanted to take a quick second and check in. If you are someone who is struggling right now with anxiety or depression or grief or an insecurity of any kind, we're here for you and we love you, and you are stronger than whatever is making you feel this way. If you need someone to talk to, we're here. And just remember that it gets better, I promise you. You just have to keep going. Wake up every day and choose yourself. And know that whatever you're feeling is valid and it's okay. But also remember that you are worthy and you are capable. And you are deserving of every good thing that life has to offer you. You are beautiful and smart. You are strong. And most importantly, you are never alone. Sam will be back next week and my sister will be joining us. We're going to talk about some of what we each have struggled with and experienced and continue the conversation around mental health. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this little mini episode, and I hope that you will join us next week. And don't forget, we're doing a giveaway very, very soon. And to win the giveaway, you have to know the secret word. Are you ready for it? Yeah? Okay. It's Starbucks, like the coffee. So make sure you're following us on Instagram to know when and how to enter. All right, y'all. You know the drill. Every single Tuesday, we're coming at you with a brand new episode. So you know what that means? We'll be back next week. Bye. Oh my God.